Now, here's Ron Stutz.
Ladies and gentlemen, 847 at WCHL, and I have a couple of special guests in the studio today. Leading up to the 4th of July, we have Jim Orr, the director of the Parks and Rec Department with the town of Chapel Hill. Jim, how are you?
Great, Ron. How are you?
Good to see you. And Amanda Fletcher, who is the 4th of July festivities czar at Keenan Stadium.
That's a new title. I like it.
I like it. Yeah.
I thought you'd like it, too, because you're in control of everything out there on the 4th of July at Keenan Stadium when we do the fireworks show. And first of all, I want to say congratulations to both of you because Travel and Leisure magazine has voted Chapel Hill as one of the best towns in America to celebrate the 4th of July. How do you feel about that? Isn't that cool?
It's great, and it's a culmination of a lot of hard work by a lot of people for a number of years. So I really give a lot of kudos to Amanda and her staff and the previous individuals that have worked in our department to make it happen.
Well, Amanda, this is not just comparing Chapel Hill to other small towns or campus communities or anything like this. I mean, this includes all the big cities too, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That was a ranking from all over America.
That's pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. Well, we got another big fireworks show coming up Monday night in Keenan Stadium. We hope everybody, there are lots of 4th of July celebrations going on this weekend, a lot of stuff on Monday, but we hope everybody will wrap it all up by coming to Keenan Stadium for the big fireworks show. But tell us about the entertainment, the Soul Psychedelic Orchestra. Tell me about them.
Yeah, well, they're a new band we've got this year. It's a live, high-energy variety band that plays hits from the 50s till now. Mm-hmm. And so it should be a whole lot of fun.
Well, I like soul music, and I like things that are psychedelic, so hey, it's going to be a lot of fun. And also, there's the big watermelon eating contest. DSI Comedy Theater hosts all of that, and that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, the preliminary heats start at 7:15. I always recommend people come out for those because it's a lot of fun. Those happen on the concourse, again, starting at 7:15, three heats, and then on the main stage we'll have the big show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, Jim, I know that that we say this is free, but there is a suggested donation, and this is done because this is a very expensive operation.
Yeah, it is, and we're just asking for a donation of $1 per person, $5 for family to try to offset some of the costs that we incur for the entire production, and it's about a $40,000 project.
I know you also couldn't do this without the sponsors. You want to tell us about those sponsors this year?
Sure. We've got several sponsors, starting with Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, Performance Subaru, Grace Church, and UNC Healthcare.
Yeah. And WCHL is always happy to be there and be a part of it as well. And I'm just ecstatic to MC this thing every year. And we're going to do something fun this year. We're going to have folks take a selfie, and then they can win a trip to Pinehurst. So it's going to be fun. It's just
nice.
Going to kind of add to all things. But a lot of people want to know about how they can get there, where they can park. Where can they park?
Well, I suggest you go to townofchapelhill.org, go to the 4th of July page, and all parking information is right there for you, maps and everything. So.
Jim, I know this is an incredible fireworks show that we have, and you can't really fully appreciate it unless you're, you know, some people say, well, I'm just going to watch it from somewhere. You can't really fully appreciate it unless you're inside the stadium because it's kind of low. But mm-hmm. It is fantastic, and I understand you're going to be over there leading all those firefighters and all those other professionals.
No. I'm not going to be leading anything. I'm going to be watching up in the command center and football office. Yeah, it's a pretty unique type of a style of fireworks because it's you're inside the bowl of the stadium, and the fireworks go up just above the top of the stadium, and it's a very confined area, and it's pretty spectacular and pretty exciting.
Also goes on for a long time. Goes on for
it
about
does. It's a 20-minute
show.
Yeah. It's a 20-minute show, and our pyrotechnic company told me that we're the only show they do in the country that's like ours, where we shoot inside a stadium that way, that low. So,
it's fantastic. Yeah. It really is. So. What time will the gates open so folks can come in there and get started? And what kind of other activities are there?
Well, we've got a lot going on. Gates are at 7, like you said. So I encourage everyone to come early to participate in the activities and get a good seat. We've got a food truck, court, face painting, inflatables for the kids, lots of carnival games, balloon artists, lots of stuff going on.
This Parks and Rec Department is amazing. I mean, there's so many things provided. We got so many great parks around here in the town of Chapel Hill, and we got the Southern Park down there off 15501, and just so many wonderful things that folks can do year-round, all provided by the town of Chapel Hill, and we're real proud of it.
We are, too. We're really excited about what we can offer the community, whether it's our greenways, our parks throughout the town, a variety of classes that we offer, clinics, summer camps, cultural activities, public art areas throughout the town, and festivals that we offer. So we're always busy, and we're very fortunate to have a wonderful staff and being able to provide all the different types of activities that we do for the community.
Amanda, since you took over coordinating this whole extravaganza on the 4th of July from West Hillman, you've done a fantastic job, and I know you got lots of things, you know, like painting for kids and watermelons, and probably we got glow sticks again this year?
Of course. Yeah. By Grace Church. Lots of glow sticks.
That is so cool when it's dark and you're watching the fireworks and you see all these glow sticks in the audience, you know. Mm-hmm. It's you know, we always fully expect the stadium to be about half full. So, I mean, it's a big deal. So I hope everybody will come out. And anything else we didn't cover that you guys want to talk about?
No, I think we hit pretty much everything.
All right. Well, I will look forward to seeing you on the 4th of July. And we'll have about 30,000 people there in the stadium. And so thank you very much for doing all this.
Thank you,
Ron.
All right. 4th of July celebration coming up for Keenan Stadium. That'll wrap up all the weekend celebrating. And once again, Jim Orr and Amanda Fletcher, Town of Chapel Hill Parks and Recreation Department.